Oh, we played it at the beginning, and it's hype, and it's from like 4 years ago, and everyone knows it. So
are we
undoing
the Avicii?
No, no.
I thought you said we were gonna.
I already tributed Avicii before you came here. The point being is Andre started singing this, and it got stuck in my head, and it's been stuck in my head, and I get to play it twice on the show because it's my show, and frankly, I won't hear anything else.
That was a
treat. That wasn't us. That was cool. We need to get a soundboard. Okay. And this is going to be the song I wake up to this Saturday. I hope you can wake up with me. Not that way, but unless you want to.
All right. Pete is available.
Listeners. I just want to show love to all the listeners out there. This is I Follow Rivers. Heard of it? It's just so darn good.
Radio. This is Preserve Jams, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, rolling right off of Meta World Monday, live on a Thursday.
Gang, gang.
All right. We are now in Preserve Jams territory, so watch out.
Featuring Young Iz.
Featuring Young Iz.
Is that your DJ name now?
It is my DJ name now.
Good choice.
So, we're pretty excited to be here. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. I don't know how many of you there are. I can check, but I'm not going to. We've got some fresh tunes coming for you. Be ready. Oh boy. Friday. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's Thursday. Maybe tomorrow I'll be in love. Not today. Well, today I'm in love with Isabel.
Oh, today I'm in love with you.
Ah! That was a terrible noise for the radio. I'm so sorry.
That was really strong.
So,
yes?
This is going to be a weekend.
Yeah, what do you plan on doing this weekend, Anna?
I'm going to eat some bagels, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this a promo for your party?
No, because it is not an open party.
It's open party. What's your address?
Not open party.
Roll through. I give out my address almost every episode.
I feel like I shouldn't give out Isabel's address.
Let's not. Let's.
All right, but it's
an intimate affair.
It's definitely
very close to here.
Roll through with friends and family.
If you want, or if you don't want, don't come. So, you know, everyone. It's a good day to be on the radio. You want to know why? This is one of our last shows of the semester. We're rolling into summer. We are, you know, we're getting ready to transition in our lives. We're going from the grind of school to the grind of work. And, you know,
work's easy.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Work's easier than school because you get paid.
Maybe you get paid. I don't get paid.
Oh, all right. You gotta get a different job.
you're right about that. So, you know, we're gonna. I'm gonna think about that one.
science.
We were having a really, really good discussion about science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
enlightening.
You know, when I think about science, that's all I can really put forward there.
I concur.
Your girl is not a science girl. Not at all. So, Isabel.
Yes, my lady.
I'd like to do a deeper dive into who you are as a person. I want to do a little character analysis.
I like this.
Oh, geez. All right.
I think this is time for a little question time.
All right. I'm in the hot seat.
Isabel?
Yes.
Who would you say is your inspiration?
Oof. 'Tis a tough one.
Alternately, you can answer the question, if you were type of pasta, what type of pasta would you be?
All right, I'm going to take that question.
I think they're related pretty deeply.
Yeah, I think if I were a type of pasta, I would be ravioli, because...
Well, it's a pretty conceited choice.
Wow. All right, Pete.
I don't know how to think about our friendship now that...
You bite into it and it gets even better.
Wow. Whoa.
There's more on the inside. Just when you thought the outside looked good...
Oh my God!
Whoa!
Someone is feeling themselves in studio.
What is there? What do we need to know about you? I feel like you're saying that there's more to be desired.
What are you filled with?
What are you filled with?
Meat filled, goat cheese, veggie.
I was thinking like spinach and goat cheese is a great ravioli combo.
But there's nothing on the inside.
I like ricotta.
That's so sad.
Pete, you're like an onion. There are many layers
to you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll take that question, even though it wasn't directed towards
me. It's directed towards all parties.
I would be bow tie pasta.
Farfalle?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow, you just hit me with that culture shock for a second. Sorry. I've been exposed.
We're both
very
cultured.
Need a soundboard.
Yeah, you guys really do.
Expose ham. That would be like when we expose someone. Expose him.
Expose him.
You've been exposed. But yeah, far.
Farfalle.
Okay.
Farfalle.
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 Was that Italian?
Yeah.
Margheriti. Linguini, fettuccine, ravioli.
Gnocchi.
That's a potato-based pasta, so it's not on the list. Sorry.
Wow, Pete, I'm feeling the hate. I would just like to know, let the listeners know. I'm feeling the hate.
I'm refusing to make eye contact with this because I'm afraid.
She's going to kill you.
I'm not scary. Also, PSA, I'm not scary.
Blue eyes. You're pretty scary. If I didn't know you, I thought you were really intimidating when I first met you.
Why do people tell me this?
First impressions. Okay, when I first met Iz, we were in a high school basement party at my boy Frank's house.
Oh my God, we were.
Frankapalooza.
Did we even talk?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't.
You were with Justin. I thought Justin was cool and popular, even though he's a grade below me.
And you thought I was...
Is this when you were not talking popular, or when you were talking?
Cool. I was talking. I was just starting to talk again.
You talked a lot freshman year. We talked a lot freshman year.
Yeah, but in high school when we didn't know each other, I wasn't doing much talking back then. It was my extended angst phase.
Extended.
Existential.
Let's make that into an omelet, folks. Let's crack it open.
Oh,
let's crack open that existential angst.
See if I'm hard boiled.
Well, when I first met Anna, she was a literal mess. She was very jet lagged. Mm-hmm, so I saw her at her worst.
Wow.
And I loved her the minute I saw her.
And I was lying down in the terminal of Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Mm.
I was eating a brioche doré sandwich. And I was rolling an incredibly large bag that I could have fit my body into, full of stuff.
Speaking of murder.
Speaking of murder. We've been having some really interesting discussions today regarding murder. So, as we know, the Golden State Killer was caught yesterday. And for anyone who doesn't know about the story of the Golden State Killer...
I actually didn't know previously either.
You didn't?
So
no, I did not know.
Okay, so there's no...
I'm representing the squares, as I said on the last...
You are indeed representing the squares, but there's no need to feel bad for lack of knowledge here. This is an educational radio show. And, you know, we're just here to learn and to be together, you know?
Yeah, community.
Isn't that what it's all about? The Golden State Killer
isn't my show anymore.
It is community-based.
Is your show also about community building?
I'd say Preserve Jams is definitely about community building. I think Preserve Jams is, it's about the love, it's about the music. Yeah, Pete?
Is this a solo show now, or do you still have a partner?
No, I still have a partner, but Bridget's just, like, off
because not
doing her own thing.
Not to backtrack the conversation, but my first impression of Anna was in this very studio being trained.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Bridget was there.
She was.
And I thought you guys were mad intimidating. I thought you guys were very cool. You guys know how to work the board.
Well, Radio I know how to
vibe,
work the board.
Alt kids. And like, I want to get in with this crew. And I still haven't really cracked the crew yet, but I'm working on it. I invited all the cool exec kids to come hang out and got promptly denied. They left me on red. I got ghosted.
You know what? We're all getting ghosted. Just like the people that the Golden State Killer killed.
Yes, and now we're back. So it's fine. We went full circle. Sorry to interrupt. Go on.
You know, so the Golden State Killer was this guy in the 80s, and he raped and murdered a bunch of women and men in California, and they were looking for him for the longest time, and they just found DNA evidence, and they caught this old dude who's like 72, and now people are pretty jazzed about it.
Yeah, and I actually saw part of an article about it that said the importance of rape kits. This is what this case is about. You know, the police have to do more. That was a side PSA.
That wasn't our PSA yet.
That was not the
stay
PSA.
Stay tuned for our actual PSA. But
food for thought.
Food for thought. Some numbers to think about. We'll unpack that later. My first impression of Pete... He was just this, like, goon who wanted to learn about the radio.
Goon?
Yeah, he's such a goon.
A goon?
Is that a...
He's
that
a sensitive goon.
I think a sensitive goon is a good way to describe him.
Sure.
And he just wanted to learn about the radio, as we all do. Yeah. The radio is the best.
The best.
And, you know, I was just like, this is what you do on the board. And he was like, all right. And then never saw him again. Until I saw him again.
That's, yeah.
That was basically it.
It was a couple-year hiatus.
It was a couple-year hiatus in our friendship. But, baby, we're back and better than ever.
See you in 18 months. I'm leaving again for another year and a half.
Oh, bye.
Bye, everybody. I'll say that a lot of people think radio is sinking, like the Titanic. But it's actually soaring.
Think it's soaring.
Like the Hindenburg.
Okay. On that note,
it's a good historical
we're
reference.
Gonna listen to some music.
Google it.
Google the Hindenburg. I'll make it worth your while. Let's build a life that we can both live out in style. Come into the light, don't you think to run a mile. If you spend the night with me, I will make it worth your. Invest time in me, 'cause I am risk free. We can make this work, that's my guarantee. Oh, show me how to love ya, so we can go far. We can make it work, yeah, we can make it. If you're loving, I am risk free. We can make this. Lil Liz coming in hot. Coming in hot. You know, actually, I think you got to...
Baby's first PSA.
Baby's first PSA. I think you have to rap this PSA with 80s music in the background. Here we go.
How do you okay.
Yeah.
Give me a beat. All right.
Oh, turn my headphones up. Ooh. Hey, hey, young is hey, hey, hey.
Hey, everyone. Let's all start.
That was a strong start.
That was a really strong start. I'm sorry.
All right, from the top.
All right,
from 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Pause. Felt good, huh? Oh, of course. They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments.
I'll teach you.
Doesn't really matter.
No.
Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with time with their kids,
Daddy.
It's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today.
Just a moment.
Call 877-4-DAD-411. That's 877-4-DAD-411. Or visit
I love you, Dad.
Fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Young is out.
Dad. I think that's my dad. Dad, I miss you, Dad.
I want to make you proud. I'm okay, Dad.
Mary Lou, if you're listening, that one was for you. The 80s are not dead yet. The 80s are always with us. So, now we've got a little tribute to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Avicii.
R.I.P. Avicii.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Also, if you need me for kids' birthday parties, I can rap at kids' birthday parties. Just saying.
Since when?
Well, now I'm getting all this positive feedback about my rapping skills. So.
True. Isabel has gotten some very positive feedback about her rapping.
So thank you, listeners. I appreciate it.
Thank you to all of our listeners for having such great feedback. Please call in 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. You know, I don't have any cool t-shirts to give out.
It's okay.
But
she has a lot of love to give out.
If you call in, gosh darn it, I've got a lot of love. I've got a lot of love for you, listener.
I have something to say.
Tell me.
Is this anyone else following the Kanye West Donald Trump love affair?
No. I have been.
Honestly, it just throws you for a loop.
Can you tell us about it?
Kanye's been wearing his MAGA hat all over. And apparently they're boys. Like, I know they've met in the past, but he tweeted about Trump. You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He's my brother. I love everyone.
And rumor has it Kim is not too pleased.
I wouldn't be.
I certainly would not be.
I also
honestly,
would
though,
not be super pleased.
I'm trying to get
this.
Just the right amount of dragon energy in my life, because I feel like in small amounts it can really do.
Where can I find this dragon energy? Makeout Peak, perhaps?
I think, you know,
lots of dragon energy at Makeout Peak.
If you were listening to the show before us, you would know about Makeout Peak. Next time, tune in to Meta World Monday, live on a Thursday, and you will find out the secrets of Makeout Peak.
Yeah,
but
location and then
I can't reveal them now.
No.
It's out of my jurisdiction,
you're
actually.
Right. And it would be wrong.
It wouldn't be wrong. So, but there's a plethora of dragon energy there.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
If you were to talk about dragon energy,
what does that entail?
What does it entail?
I think it's a lot of fire. I think it's
a fire
power,
burning.
Power, fire, a la Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Breaker of chains, mother of dragons.
Mother of dragons, yeah. Khaleesi of the great grass sea.
I think they're just guys who aren't really on the same page as everyone else, the way dragons are. And
so,
often the dragon is punished for being different.
Whoa.
And, you know, that some can argue that we need to rid ourselves of the dragons, but others are like, think of the potential.
Think of the potential, okay? Think of the potential of dragons being used for good.
But if unleashed, as they often are...
chaotic good or chaotic evil.
It's just a delicate thing.
Could go either way.
And that's what dragon energy means to me.
So, you mentioned earlier that you want to be on the same level as Trump and Kanye.
No, I didn't say that. I said I want a little bit of dragon energy.
Oh, just a little bit. So you want like a sprinkle?
Not as much as they have.
A spritz. No one can really get on the dragon energy level.
Maybe like a monthly injection of dragon energy to just kind of give me that edge that will take me to the next level.
That makes a lot of sense. A little dragon energy boost, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I spend so much time in the world that's spinning. So to be in the no-spin zone could be really enlightening for us.
No-spin zone, ladies and gents.
That's where you are when you've got dragon energy.
So that's just something that was really... I saw that on my Daily Mail Snapchat feed, which is where I get all my news. And it's mostly like, you know, Emrata nip slips, but they also give you some pretty hard-hitting content at times.
So does Cosmo. Ladies, check it out. It's false.
Cosmo is poisonous.
Wait, what's the Cosmo story right now?
I don't know.
Do they have a story?
And you know what?
Cosmo does
I
have
think
a story.
It's a little explicit for the air as of now, but
probably.
I'll just say don't believe everything you read.
I will say today is a good day. Bill Cosby was indicted.
Yeah.
He was guilty.
Yeah.
Found guilty.
He was found guilty.
Yes,
so there's
indicted.
Some justice in the world.
So some jerks are being taken off the streets.
Yeah. So that's a win. The justice system can be pretty depressing.
Let's get those bad actors down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
let's find those bad
more
actors.
Of that in the future.
Let's hashtag no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cosmo reads what this one thing reveals about Snooki's marriage. So we're still
following
Snooki.
Oh, I actually read that this morning and it's nothing special.
What did you find out about Snooki's marriage?
Well, this body language expert seemed to analyze their body language, and I don't believe in it at all, but long story short, it seems like they might be having some issues.
I think body language is real. Obviously, I'd say 70% of communication is nonverbal.
That is true, Pete.
But the way that it's analyzed is just not right.
I agree. I find myself doing things in my body language that would read the opposite of how I feel.
Wow. But sometimes we don't act on how we feel.
Good point.
Oh, God. We're getting really
Freudian right now.
We were getting really Freudian, but I've got to pause you for one sec.
Legally?
Legally, I've got to pause you because Liz Shaheen needs a shout out.
Woo-woo!
That was for you, Liz. What was Cosmo's Snap story? She texted me. Did you read Cosmo yesterday on Snap story?
Did I?
Was that
personally?
Was that the spicy one?
There are spicy ones all the time.
While we're waiting to find out, I think we need Oh, wait. No, we already did a PSA.
We did do a PSA.
I forgot.
I can talk more about...
about dad.
Dad,
where are you, dad?
With my Chicago accent. All those daddies out there.
Zannies.
Daddies?
Zannies from Chicago.
From Chicago?
Mm.
Cracker?
Wine bottle?
Laptop?
Laptop.
Laptop's my favorite. That's real.
Shout out to all my friends that are actually my friends and are listening.
Yeah, not all you fakes.
None of you.
All you people being Anna's fake friend, I'm sick of it. I'm going to come after you and hunt you down, so cut the crud.
Leave Brittany alone.
cut the
gosh crud.
Darn heckin' crud.
Yeah. This is a load of barnacles. And
I'm actually shocked I haven't sworn in 2 hours. That's pretty good for me.
Yeah, you're like a sailor.
Real sailor over here. Wow.
Take her to sea,
someone
boys.
Saw me out.
Take me to sea.
Wow.
I'll see you there.
Oh, Lord. Someone told me I look like a sailor who just got back to land after 2 years. Not today, but like
so
recently.
So you have scurvy?
Yeah. Fruit prevents scurvy.
It's true.
You can't get fresh fruit on the water.
Citrus fruit.
People don't even think about that.
Oh, shout out to Haley Short, who is listening. She is our fearless leader, our GM.
Oh, my gosh. Haley.
Haley.
Haley, respond to me on the Slack.
Haley, why don't you want to come hang out with us?
We literally gave you the direct invite. We opened our arms
and
said, come home.
Our arms.
And you said, no, I don't want to.
Well, she left you on red. That's not the same as saying no, but...
In fact, it's worse.
I like how we only support each other. Like, did you put the dance thing?
I didn't put the dance
thing. So it's literally like, this might as well be a private chat. I'm disappointed in the group, but I'm sure everyone has really good excuses to leave me on red. It will come up in meeting this Sunday. So
see you there at 1. You know who you are.
Fade into music.
Crumbles to the sea. In other words, until it's eternity.
We've got another deep cut Arctic Monkeys in there. I was feeling it.
I liked it.
So can you tell us about our next song?
Yeah. Annie, you ever have one of those days where you wake up feeling really good and mm-hmm. all you want to do is blast some tunes and clean your house?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I stress clean exclusively.
I had that day about a week ago, and I can't get this song out of my head since. Ladies and gents, can't fight this feeling.
I can't fight this feeling.
Anything. I just want to listen to this beautiful song.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. Fighting for.
It's time to be in the I need to look up the lyrics. I gotta be honest to you.
Yes.
Honest with you.
I was nervous for a second, but you really
came through. I came through. Don't worry, guys. I got you.
I didn't recognize the song when it first came on. But what a ballad.
But then it became
a power ballad.
Jam.
You said no ballads.
This is Preserve Jams, and gosh darn it all.
When you're in the shower,
this
song is
lit. Darn it all to heck.
Darn it all to heck. I'm gonna tell you something.
Tell me something, Anna.
I don't think I can fight this feeling anymore.
Same. Let's just do it. Let's just get married.
I'm ready. Wow. You're already my boyfriend.
I know. Can we explain, can someone explain to me why I'm the more masculine of the two of us?
I just decided it.
All right. That's fair.
Oh, someone turned this up. Shout out Big Mike. This is my request, if anyone cares. It goes hard.
Do you want to do a little... Do you want to tell us about it?
No, it speaks for itself.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
If any of our capuchin friends are listening on the radio, a federal court just ruled that monkeys cannot sue for copyright infringement. So I know that affects the lives of a lot of our listeners, especially the Japanese macaques listening from their hot tubs in the south of Japan.
What a hot take.
So
right there.
You are not
literally
entitled.
Hot because they're in the hot tubs.
Yeah. Well, I could honestly talk for hours about the power dynamics of Japanese macaques, but we're running out of time here. It's 5:52.
We have 8 minutes. So
it's
I don't
so
know
naive
if you
think
feel...
8 minutes is enough to explain the power dynamic of an entire macaque tribe. Basically, only the high status ones get to go in the hot tub.
Wow. Okay?
And there are wars fought over who gets to sit in the hot tub.
Do you need tickets Much for like sitting in this
humans.
Hot tub?
No.
You know what you do need tickets for?
Oh, she mouthed to me. I'm kidding. I didn't know.
I was making a...
What was the joke?
A joke.
I don't understand it.
I didn't get it.
All right.
There's nothing funny about these wars. Monkeys die.
These are serious. These are serious wars as well. I can't believe you would make a glib joke like that.
Mad and insensitive.
That was
honestly
really glib.
No, turn your mic off. Time out.
That was really glib.
Let's not turn my mic off. I'm a special guest here, Pete.
Do you have another news flash for us?
Breaking news. Bus driver fired for watching videos and driving. My man's just trying to be on YouTube.
What do you think he was watching videos of?
I don't know.
I bet you.
I did that once.
You know what I bet you?
It was bad. Don't do that.
No. You want to know what I bet you?
Sure.
Bet you it was hot tub monkeys.
Yeah, that's hard-hitting footage that anyone would like to see. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Internet's your friend. Google's your friend. Google Japanese macaque. It's hard to spell. That's what autocorrect's for. And you're going to see monkeys sitting in hot tubs.
How do you spell
and
that? That's the way I want to spend my spring fling right
M-A-C,
there.
M-A-C, there's a Q-U-E at the
H-L-I-N.
End.
H-L-I-N.
Micheline.
Zoo workers rescued 50,000 bees believed to have colonized an Ohio garage for 25 years.
Bees, you say?
They used a bee vacuum to get them out of there.
Wait, where'd they go?
So... We know how we thought all those bees were dying alarming, right? They're just in this guy's garage the whole time. Problem solved, guys.
Problem solved. We saved
no
the bees,
worries.
Everyone.
Keep the cell towers
Thank
up.
Thank goodness. I was worried about the
I
bees.
I was very worried about the bees.
For a long time, uh-huh. But worry no more. News brought to you by Preserve Jams.
Bees are the reason why plants can have sex.
Bees?
You can't say sex on the radio.
You can't say sex on the radio.
You are really messing up right now. Oh, I'm so embarrassed for you right
I'm
now.
I'm talking about biological reproduction right now.
You can't even say that. You can't even say that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't talk about anything.
Yeah.
Except for bees.
And monkeys.
I still think you're the bee's knees. Is.
Aw, that's the nicest thing you've said to me in the past 2 hours.
Beep, 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 beep.
We're just giving you the old... hard ride on the radio waves.
Yeah. You gotta just, you know.
Can you say hard ride on the radio?
I was just about to say, never mind, I'm not gonna make another joke.
You know, you gotta be hazed if you're coming on the radio.
Yeah. All right, well.
I wasn't gonna use the haze word.
See?
The H word, sorry. You gotta be.
Hopefully Haley's not listening.
Initiated. Sorry, Haley.
Haley, it's a joke.
I think this is my initiation right now.
Yeah.
Shh.
In other news, Spring Fling's dead, Tufts is dead, what's the point? I'm not going out on Saturday, don't try to contact me, I have 295 unread text messages, so call me on the phone.
Popular dude, Pete Straw.
You could only see the angst in the room right now, it would shatter with the light of 1,000 cyclones.
Wow, I did not know cyclones had light.
Some numbers to think about, folks.
The more you know.
Only when you're in the eye of the storm.
Some numbers to think about.
Damn.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
We're coming to the end of the hour.